It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Nikki Reed is pregnant and expecting her first child with husband Ian Somerhalder. The Vampire Diaries star announced the news on Instagram yesterday. Chris Pratt apologized for offending hard of hearing fans after posting a video on Instagram in which he requested that people turn up the volume. The Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 star took to Instagram to apologize, writing he was incredibly insensitive to the many folks out there who depend on subtitles. He apologized using sign language. Living legend Dolly Parton has recently shared a dark side of her life. The undisputed queen of country music is now 71 years old and has sold more than 100 million records. But she says that she once considered suicide and said her dog saved her from pulling the trigger.
Wow.
She says all of that, plus having her heart broken by a lover outside of her open, long marriage to Carl Dean, nearly pushed her over the edge. Did you know that she was in an open marriage?
No, I didn't know that.
Beg your pardon?
Could you do an open marriage? I couldn't.
Maybe you could, Joe.
You know what? Let's squash that.
You just got to get both of you guys to sign on.
Man, I don't think we're going to get dual agreement on that.
American Idol might be headed to ABC for a March 2018 launch. Allegedly, ABC made an offer a week ago and asked the owners of the show if it could be moved to New York City so Ryan Seacrest could host now that he's living there. But that was nixed, and the show will stay in L.A. ABC says there's no signed deal, but sources say the negotiations are far along, and the fine points are being worked out right now. Katy Perry, Charlie Puth, Kevin Hart, and Ellen DeGeneres are among the latest musicians and entertainers announced for YouTube's upcoming original programming. The shows will be ad-supported, so viewers can watch the new programs for free. The new shows include a Katy Perry live special, which is going to have an album listen-along that will take viewers inside Katy's world the night before her album launch. Charlie Puth will join Best Cover Ever, a talent competition series announced last week featuring Ludacris as the show's host. And I Am Demi Lovato will focus on Demi as she reveals her year-long personal journey of music reinvention and deep discovery as she undertakes writing and recording her new album. Miley Cyrus threw some shade at John Mayer and Ed Sheeran during her Billboard cover story interview. While talking about her upcoming new album and single Malibu, Billboard asked her if her new album is pretty singer-songwriter-y. No. Miley said, yeah, but not granola. I don't listen to Ed Sheeran and John Mayer. So I'm not really sure what that means, but that was
some shade. I don't think it's like a beef. I think she just maybe that is kind of their style, right?
I mean, yeah, it is. So maybe it wasn't meant to shade, but people are not happy. That's the garbage.
Thank you, Alex.